Neuroscientist Dr. Tristan Birkenstein, who works with the Medical Research Council Cognition and Brain Sciences Unit in Cambridge and attended the Laughter Clinic with me, got to grips with a question that David Vandenberg got in touch with.
Why is it that when you fake laugh for long enough, you end up laughing for real?
And Kate Lamble has also asked, why is laughter infectious?
Laughter, you can think of it same as yawning. So if you start to fake yawn, you will start to yawn for real, and you will be contagious, either with a fake yawn or with a real yawn. And laughter probably works the same way. So there are a couple of papers the last 2 years looking at fake laughter versus some sort of real laughter. I would say mainly it's about smiling, and they do seem to recruit quite a similar network, including the motor cortex and some other areas.
So the motor cortex is involved in controlling our muscles.
Yeah, so the motor cortex, it's controlling the muscles of the face and the muscles of the larynx and the muscles you would use to laugh. But very strong laughter does involve whole body movements in general.
Thank you, Dr. Tristan Birkenstein from Cambridge. And a study published in 1988 by Strachan colleagues indicates that simply gripping a pencil in your mouth to induce a fake smile can make you actually find things funnier. Participants with a pencil stuck between their mouth rated cartoon images as more entertaining than those with closed lips. You can try it on the move, even if you don't have a pencil on you, simply by repeating, "Ee!"